guy.
Tell you what you need to know on the What's on Your Mind preview hour. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Mark the Freedom Poet. I host the program What's on Your Mind. We go statewide with KFIRE, KCJB, KLTC, in addition to the stations you're listening to this very moment, AM 1100, The Flag, in Fargo-Moorhead, and AM 1090, The Flag, Flag East and West, KTGO in Tioga. Glad to have you there. Happy Thursday. Cold day. Cold day. I don't know how to explain this, and I'm not a meteorologist, but the cold today and yesterday feels like that sort of just goes right through you. You know, have you ever heard the term wet cold, Mark? Does that make any sense? Wet cold? Well, Mark is not talking to me. What did I do? What did I do to Mark? Oh, I guess I should have noticed that. They just told me he was out of the studio right now. I'm very sorry. Very, very sorry. Anyway.
Here I am.
Well, there you are. There you are. Yes, were you getting an extra cup of coffee, or what was the...
I let a dear old friend in the door, and bringing people from the Ann Carlson home, and...
we have a yesterday 20.
I lost track of time. I had an Alzheimer moment. And I was musing over Reagan. I got a fistful of his quotes, and, you know...
Yeah, well, I was going to mention that. The question I asked you, by the way, if you notice how cold it is, and if you've ever heard of a wet cold, it seems like the last couple of days is just that right through you cold. So,
it does. But the wet cold I felt when I was in Duluth, an incredibly wet cold, and you know sometimes when it's really a cold wind and the lake hasn't frozen yet or something like that, it's really really raw and penetrating.
It is. It's a cold one out there. But what is warming my heart like you is the memory of Ronald Wilson Reagan, greatest president of the 20th century, the reason I am a conservative to this day. It's his birthday today, and I love Ronald Reagan's birthday for no other reason. Do you know he shares a birthday with my mother?
Wow. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, my mom was born on this day in 1941, and, of course, isn't that kind of cool?
It is.
I have a mother that has a birthday that she shares with Ronald Reagan, and a mother-in-law that shares a birthday with Bill Clinton. I don't know how that happens.
She seems like a wonderful lady anyway, in spite of it.
I don't think she's a big Bill Clinton fan either, to tell you the truth, but I know my mom is a big Ronald Reagan fan. She loved his zeal for life, and so happy birthday to Jeanette, who is a resident at Bethany Retirement Center in South University in Fargo, and a faithful listener to the program. So I love you, Mom, and looking forward to seeing you a little later today. And my sister Jill is taking Mom out for lunch, and Christopher's taking her out for dinner. And when I roll back from Bismarck, we'll take her out tonight, and we'll not only celebrate her birthday, we'll celebrate Ronald Reagan's birthday, who is just... what's your favorite Ronald Reagan moment? What do you like most, love most about Ronald Reagan?
I love the way he handled Mondale and Dale in the debates. Said, "I'm not going to hold your youth and inexperience against you."
You know his optimism is, and that was a great moment. His optimism, his I guess I call it zeal. Just his zeal for freedom, his zeal for life. You know, just quote after quote after quote. I was just reading one today. I got a quote of the day from the Reagan Library that I sign up for. Every day I get a Ronald Reagan quote. And today's is, "We believe that no power of government is as formidable a force for good as the creativity and entrepreneurial drive of the American people." And that's there in a nutshell, in a very Ronald Reagan kind of way, is a powerful statement about what makes us as conservatives different.
That's right.
We believe that no power of government is as formidable a force for good as the creativity and entrepreneurial drive of the American people, which by the current administration, you know, the entrepreneurial drive is considered evil, right? The quest for profits, which, by the way, hire people, you know. I'm no fan of big business, to tell you the truth, but GE doesn't need defense, right? Honeywell doesn't need defense. They don't need anybody defending. What I am... a fan of is the entrepreneurial drive of the American people. The engine of the American economy, the small business folks that get up every day and just want to make a difference and do in so many amazing ways. But my all-time favorite, Mark, it's hard to pick, but I'll give you two. On Ronald Reagan's gravestone is a profound statement that he made at some point about good triumphing over evil, always, and about purpose and value to every human life. And that's that optimism, that, you know what, good in the end, good will always prevail. Do bad things happen? Of course they do. Will they continue to happen? Of course they will. But good will always prevail over evil, in the end. And that's a very optimistic statement. The other, and I believe it's more of a dire statement, but a proper warning, and I consider it a favorite because it is a wake-up call, and that is his warning that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. And that's a scary statement, but I think one that keeps us, I hope, vigilant in defense of freedom. So I love the man. I absolutely do, and I miss him. We need more like him.
Yeah. You know, and when he got shot, he says, "Honey, I forgot to duck."
He's a funny guy.
He was and then he says, "I hope all you doctors are Republicans." And he came within inches of dying.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, he absolutely did. Amazing. Anyway, we celebrate Ronald Reagan's birthday today. A couple of things on what you need to know up front. Ronald Reagan would have been, is it 102 today, or you said earlier 103? Oh, he would have been
born in 1911.
I guess we need a calculator to figure out his age, right? Just like those servers at Santa Lucia. Anyway, we want to know what you remember most about the Gepard, and you can call us and let us know at 855-200-1776. Sad story out of Standing Rock Reservation. A woman was found dead in a mobile home with no propane on the reservation.
Oh, no.
The death is being blamed on a propane shortage. North Dakota Democrats are actually blaming Republicans for this. Now, politics is crazy stuff, right? I mean, Republicans say dumb things, Democrats say dumb things. I can't think of anything more offensive to try and use the death of a woman and blame Republicans. I mean, first of all, I need to know more about the situation, and I want to dig into this a little bit. We will at the bottom of the hour in great detail the particular situation involved here. But I have to believe that, there were other issues involved here, right? In other words, no matter if there was a propane shortage or not, if you aren't attending to the fact that your home is out of a fuel source, then there's other issues there, which make me sad. You know, it made me sad that there were clearly some other issues here, and this woman was alone and didn't have heat. That's sad. But that's not a political party's fault. That isn't an industry's fault. That isn't anything other than, a very unfortunate situation. I mean, even in death, even in tragedies, we have to be rational about a sense of personal responsibility. Don't we, Mark? I mean, I don't want to be harsh about this, but I just think it's crass to blame a party over this.
It makes me sad to think that she was so lonely she didn't have somebody that cared enough about her that they wouldn't run out of propane. Or maybe she was oblivious to it. Were there other factors, chemicals involved? But you're right. She could have found a warm place if she would have been proactive. There would have been people that would have contributed propane to her. I know that.
Yeah, and that's why I say I think there's just more there. And it makes me sad. I'm not, people, there's addictions, there's depression, there's all kinds of things that could have played into this. Whether she was aware or not, we don't know. But, boy, oh, boy, don't use it as a political blunt force instrument. Man alive, that really saddens me to the core,
It should make us all more aware of our neighbors. And their family.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's the lesson, right? I mean, how is it that this woman could be in that predicament without somebody caring enough? That's sad. I mean, that's more of an issue than anything.
The more and the more that we depend on government 2,000 miles away, and the less we care about each other, the less we take care of each other, the less we'll even care or notice our neighbors.
The Obama administration did extend an order giving truckers more time on the road to deliver propane to areas like the upper Midwest, where it's in short supply. Propane prices have come down, by the way, so the supply is increasing. Have you been following the story about the biggest winner or the biggest loser winner? Loser?
Yeah. She's unbelievable.
Now, she's getting criticized for taking it too far, and I've walked in those shoes. You know, I lost 180 pounds, and when I did, a lot of people thought, you know, that I was dying of cancer or something, and they would come up to me and say, oh, you're too thin. And I thought, well, how does this work? You used to say I was too fat, now I'm too thin. Which is it? You know, there is an unusual bias from people that swing, you know, one way to the other. Do you think she lost too much weight?
I think she looks great.
I don't kind of get it. Anyway, we'll talk about that as we go throughout the day. We're also going to tell you about another of our top 10 picks for most worthy charities for Giving Hearts Day. Our friends from the Ann Carlson Center will be in here next on What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. Don't go away, friends.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You ready for a really big deal? From Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the boss man, Brian Burgraff, has a great deal. Brian, what's the big deal at Chase now?
Well, I'll tell you what. The big thing is we've got a lot of snow here. The trails are groomed, and if you've got a snowmobile or you need to rent one, we've got them here for you. We've got Polaris 550s, two-ups, that you can come and rent. We've got 8 of those in our fleet. And actually, one of the specials we have for all your listeners is that $99 any room midweek. Whatever room is available, we'll put you in it. And for $99, you get the room and 2 hours of sled rental. And if you don't want to go use one of the snowmobiles, that's fine too. For $75, you can come in and have the same special. Pick any room and house for whatever's available that day, midweek.
Make plans now to check out one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Ask for the Scott Special by calling 888-CHASE-06 or go online, chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
With the Mark the Freedom Poet, I'm Scott Hannon. What you need to know, this is the What's on Your Mind preview hour. All right, I want to talk a little bit about, by the way, the folks from the Ann Carlson Center will join us at the bottom of the hour. And then Mark has some sports coming up here. It's cold, really cold. I want to talk about the situation at Fort Yates. All right, and here's the story from the Bismarck Tribune. Blaine Claymore taped around the edges of the north of his north-facing doors and windows in an attempt to keep out the cold air and keep in the propane-heated air in the Standing Rock Housing Authority home. Claymore keeps a close watch on his propane tank and calls for a refill as soon as it goes down to 30%. Because he and his wife have disabilities, they get propane quickly when they call for it. That's not the case for everyone. Short supplies of propane have been a problem nationwide this winter, in part because of demand from drying a late wet grain crop, and in part because of the unusually cold weather in much of the country. Propane prices more than doubled last week, but have started to go down. The prices have made it expensive to heat homes, and the problem is exacerbated on the Standing Rock Reservation because of poverty and housing problems. Authorities are investigating the death of Debbie Dogskin, who was found dead Tuesday morning in a Fort Yates mobile home with an empty propane tank. The tribal chairman there said an autopsy is scheduled for today with results possible by Friday. He isn't speculating on the cause of death, though the sheriff called it the county's first cold weather fatality of the year on Tuesday. He said it was as cold in the trailer as it was outside of it. Officials did not disclose the location of her home, though neighbors pointed it out. Several people said Dogskin also had been drinking heavily prior to her death. Lori Little Warrior, her next-door neighbor and cousin, said she had carried Dogskin home Monday night after Dogskin sprained her ankle on the road outside Little Warrior's home. She said Dogskin didn't look well. Propane is the dominant heat source on the reservation, which straddles the North Dakota-South Dakota border. Historically, it has been an inexpensive way. Where does this story pick up? Don't you love that when a story ends and they don't tell you where to go? Historically, an inexpensive way to heat their homes, which makes sense. Propane is generally pretty inexpensive, and in rural areas, it's obviously the best way to do that. The recent price increases, some in the area of $5 per gallon, have strained already limited household budgets. The tribe has declared a state of emergency. Cedric Goodhouse, a community manager in Fort Yates, said the propane situation is affecting a lot of families. His daughter, who served two tours in Iraq as a Marine, has been unemployed since October. She isn't receiving any public assistance and doesn't have any income. However, she was denied heating assistance recently, and she and her son and boyfriend had to live with Goodhouse and his wife for a while with a cousin when their propane ran out. See, here's the other thing. He goes on to say that the tribe's emergency management task force was told to identify emergency shelters in each of the reservation's 8 districts. So far, there has only been a need for a shelter in Fort Yates and in Wakpala, South Dakota. If the propane cost drops enough that no one is using the shelters, the tribe will close those too, he said. Goodhouse assumes Dogskin's family knew of the shelter prior to her death. There was one family staying at the shelter on Wednesday. Wade Jeffries, Jessica Pleats, and 5 of their daughters. Jeffries said they weren't at the shelter because of propane issues, though they didn't have anywhere else to stay, and the tribe told them they could stay there. So again, there's more to this story, but I think the neighbor, explaining that there was a drinking problem, was again the issue. In other words, did she know she was running out of propane? I'm guessing not likely. Again, very sad and horrible. And I also want to say, Chad Oban, who is the Democratic Party executive director, the one that is where do I have his actual quote? He put on a tweet, and he said, "Unacceptable," with a link to the story. While the money piles up in Bismarck, a person freezes to death. Now, this from the executive director of the Democratic NPL Party. Now, I don't know what he's suggesting, and this is common. These people, they send out every horrible story, and they blame the Republicans. Now, Rob Port of the Standing Blog wrote a story about that tweet from Chad Oban saying he's blaming Republicans for the death. I guess that's in the eye of the beholder here. Unacceptable. While the money piles up in Bismarck, a person freezes to death. I don't know that he's necessarily blaming them. I don't know what he's suggesting could have been done with more money in Bismarck. I mean, are you supposed to go home to home and put propane in tanks whether people ask for it or not? I don't know. But anyway, that's the that's my take on this. This is, again, like we said at the top, tragic, sad, but really more about the individual's personal choices and inner demons than it is blaming any institution or party. Any thoughts you have, Mark?
The operative word sounds like drinking heavy.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Because if you're drinking heavy, you probably aren't checking your propane levels, right? Or in a position
to pass out.
Yeah, or in a position to know that it's cold, you know? Which is sad. It's tragic. I mean, it's really, really sad. As you said, nobody loves this person enough to say, I'm concerned you're drinking a little too much. We better check on you. We better get you into treatment. We better get you to one of these shelters. You know, how much propane do you have? Be a neighbor. Similar situation down in Watford City. You heard about this story? This Wayne Williams, spent 2.5 days huddling under garbage in a dumpster in Watford City. And still in the hospital. Has had his legs amputated now. That happened 4 weeks ago. And again, an individual that didn't afford himself of some of the help there. The pastor of the Glory of the Lord Family Ministries in Watford City said the church door was open to Wayne, but it was hard for him to unlearn the habits of homelessness. Now, there's media folks. This was front page of the Tuesday Bismarck Tribune. And there's media folks that want to make this about the oil industry. Now, Wayne Williams did come to work in the oil industry. But unfortunately, he came literally with every penny that he had was used to get him, I think the story says $225 put together. And in August, he used $108 of that to buy a bus ticket to Williston. And then he had to ride his bicycle the remaining 47 miles to Watford City. I had $20 when I got off the bus. He lived rough in a tent where he could and as long as he could before being chased off. I've said this before, I'll say it again. If you want to politically assign blame for that, you have to look at the horrendous economic condition the United States of America is in and say, that's why a guy like Wayne Williams decided to take everything he owns and come to the oil patch because there's actually jobs here. But you don't blame the industry for attracting folks like Wayne because they're hiring people. You blame, first of all, rationally, let's be fair about this. Wayne Williams made a poor decision to go to Watford City in that situation. I have empathy for him because he was desperate for a job. But you know what? There's enough people that want jobs that you need a certain skill set. You need a certain foundation of, you know, transportation and everything else to be able to get in this game. Or you're going to end up in a dumpster without your legs. These are personal decisions, sadly, by Mr. Williams that got him in that spot. There's people willing to help. There's a homeless shelter ready to help.
Then it was his choice. You know, Reagan had a quote about that. He said, we have found in this country, and maybe more aware of it now, one problem we've had, even at the best of times, is that the people who are sleeping on the grates, the homeless who are homeless, you might say, by choice.
And that sounds harsh when you say it's by choice, but sadly it often is, and often it is also by just some form of addiction or illness, and they need to be loved. No question about it. More coming up, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hennon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? I'll tell you what's on mine. Giving Hearts Day is closing in on us, and it's so much fun. It warms my heart. We had the great pleasure of being part of the first Giving Hearts Day, and I don't even remember how long ago that is. I know it was $8,500,000 ago, though. And if I recall, it might have been we were amazed that the day raised about $300,000, and now they raise about 10 times that every single Giving Hearts Day. The Impact Give Back Foundation and the Dakota Medical Foundation, Pat Trainer's vision behind this is really amazing. What they do is, more than anything, they help nonprofit organizations do a lot of good and be super efficient, and also demonstrate the power of online fundraising. And so on Giving Hearts Day, which is actually one day before Valentine's Day, February 13th, there will be a 24-hour online fundraising effort. And this has really grown to include tons of different choices for your hard-earned money. What they do is they double your donation. We have decided to make it easier for our listeners by picking a top 10. And that was not easy to do, but we have picked 10 of what we think are the best of the best options to donate your dollars to on Giving Hearts Day. And so we are pleased to welcome some folks from the Ann Carlson Center today to join us in the studio, and they're going to introduce
one
slogan. Okay, all right, yeah, all right, that's good. Well, it's a very important one, folks. He's a buddy of ours, Logan Little from the Ann Carlson Center is here. How are you, Logan? Can you hear me, Logan?
Go ahead. You got me, Scott. Okay, there we go.
I hear you. Do you hear me, Logan?
I do.
Good. How are you?
Saying, I'm fantastic. It's such a pleasure to be among your talented and dedicated staff here at the Flag. So thanks for having me on.
Well, Logan is a former member of that talented and dedicated staff at the Flag, and we consider him one of our dear friends and a Flag family alumnus. Worked on our websites and social media and lots of other things. And I don't know how long ago. How long have you been with the Ann Carlson Center?
About 2 years, Scott.
Oh, my gosh. Time flies. So
time has flown, yeah.
Exactly right. So, first of all, folks that are not familiar with the Ann Carlson story, give us the elevator pitch on the name Ann Carlson and the work of the Ann Carlson Center.
Absolutely. Well, for those who don't know, Dr. Ann Carlson was an incredibly remarkable woman here in North Dakota. She was in the earlier 40s and 50s. She was sort of a local celebrity. She appeared on the Lawrence Welk show. She was an incredible advocate for people with special needs and disability because she was born without limbs, essentially. And in spite of those limitations, she went on to found our school in Jamestown and was a just an incredible advocate for people with special needs. I think in the 70s she was named as Handicapped American of the Year by Nixon. And her legacy continues today. Now we have offices throughout the state. We're the leading provider of programs and services with for people with developmental delay and disability, in addition to their families who need the resources and support when they're in this challenging situation.
And, you know, your love for kids with special needs is just fun to watch. Logan always, while he was an employee of ours, was working with the Special Olympics and, you know, kids with special needs, and this is a perfect match for your wonderful talents. On Veterans Day, not Veterans Day, on Giving Hearts Day, rather, there will be a 24-hour, opportunity to have your donations doubled. And talk a little bit about how those funds will be used. Tell folks why their good, hard-earned money would be well-placed by entrusting it to the Ann Carlson Center, Logan.
Yeah, well, thank you, Scott. First and foremost, nearly 90 cents of every dollar that you donate to the Ann Carlson Center goes directly to our programs and services. And that's a sticking point that I think is so important with especially this audience that doesn't like waste and it doesn't like bureaucracy and abuse. The Ann Carlson Center is so committed to providing what it needs for its clients and those that we're privileged to serve. So we'll put that out. But the funds on Giving Hearts Day, we're going to be looking at raising $100,000 on that one day. It's going to go to our general funds, and that includes our education, therapy, early intervention, autism, canine. Scott, you know we have a dog in Jamestown, Champ.
I want to meet Champ. I got to meet Champ. That's cool.
He's incredible. He's just amazing. This beautiful brown lab. His education costs about as much as my college education. He is so highly trained, and he is kind of acts as a social bridge for kids when they have some of the behaviors. It's good to have this furry little guy that walks around, and they pet him and kind of calm him down, and he's an amazing. But anyways, that's another one of our programs that we've partnered with University of Minnesota to help sponsor. So there's a variety of different things that we have that Giving Hearts Day will help us support and provide, and also to match the growing need for our services as the state changes and grows. So it's the most important day for the year for us from a fundraising perspective.
I met one of the staff members from Ann Carlson Center yesterday in Bismarck, and I mentioned that I knew you were busy getting prepared for Giving Hearts Day, and she said, "You cannot even believe the video that we have up on the website that Logan has done." Tell folks how they can get to your website and learn more about not only the Ann Carlson Center, but also see that video for Giving Hearts Day.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Scott. That'll be ghd.anncarlson.org. GHD is in Giving Hearts Day. And that is sort of your one-stop shop for all of our efforts related to Giving Hearts Day. We have, opportunities to give, the stories, inspirational stories from our clients, a contribution value to what your donation will help support in terms of our services. There is that video that's sort of loosely based on a true story that you can also vote, and you can help us win a $750 grant from Vision Bank. And also there'll be links there for our live stream that we're going to be putting on day of the event. We're going to be broadcasting everything from the auditorium in Jamestown. We're going to be videoing the entire event live. So there are going to be some cool opportunities to interact with us. You can learn all about it there. And it's just an incredible chance for people to see the difference that they make in the lives of our clients and those we serve.
Well, we appreciate you, my good man, and wish you the best of luck on Giving Hearts Day. We're rooting for you on our top 10 list, which folks can find at flagfamily.com. Logan, good to talk to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Scott. Thanks so much.
You bet.
I'm going to continue the interview as Scott has to go and do something else. So
you got to do a little sports, too, don't you, Mark?
I guess we could do a little sports, too, because it was big signing day.
Yeah, but, big signing
day. I just wanted to ask Logan real quickly how many people they take care of.
We serve around 1,700 clients and families throughout North Dakota.
Wow. So one last time, how can they contribute to you?
Look, we're going to be, of course, on impactgiveback.org, where that's where you'll be able to donate for Giving Hearts Day. But if you want to see our exclusive content, including that video, including the live stream, ghd.anncarlson.org.
ghd.ancarlson.org.
Yes, and can I mention one quick thing, Mark?
Sure.
On Giving Hearts Day, if you go to Quaker Steak and Lube, they've helped us. They're helping us sponsor the event. So if you go to Quaker Steak and Lube, donate $10 or more, they'll buy you a free beer.
Wow.
But I got to quantify that, though.
What?
Because my dad asked a really good question. He said, if I donate $500, do I get 50 free beers? And that's not how it works.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's good. We got to drink responsibly at the Lube.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And that's just one of the different places. I'll list the other locations in Jamestown where people can support the Ann Carlson Center and also receive discounts from these different sponsors.
Terrific. Well, I think you found your wheelhouse, Logan. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that, Mark.
Yep.
Enjoy your show.
Yep. Thank you. Well, folks, big successful day in the football world because it was signing day. Looks like the Bison got a great class. 29 players landed. You know, they're trading the coaches and all, and it seems like pretty optimistic. The front page of the forum lists these athletes from 10 different states, and heavily from Minnesota, one from South Dakota, and some, you know, highly touted two-time first-time All-State quarterback, Eric Bachmeyer from Kindred, two-time All-Stater, three-year starter in basketball as well, Stanley Jones from Bismarck, defensive end, 6'4". Had school record 13.5 sacks in 2012. Some skilled people. All-Stater who set career rushing record at Spring Lake Park. Eli from Blaine, Minnesota. Robbinsdale Cooper is just a great high school program. We've got Kayon Hawkins, 6'1", 207 from Crystal. A Christian Triplett, 6'4", 305 from Delano. His brother played for the Gophers in the NFL for two seasons. It looks like they've got some really encouraging stars. You know, Nebraska's really football crazy. They don't have any major, Nebraska University. Their football is sort of the epicenter of sports love in Nebraska, the Cornhuskers. Easton Stick from Omaha, All-Stater, passed for more than 4,000 yards at Creighton Prep. Then his teammate is coming along with him, R.J. Urzendowski, wide receiver. He had 1,127 yards receiving his senior year. Just an Iowa star, Lance Dunn, running back, 5'9", 200 pounds from Waterloo, All-Stater, 1,800 all-purpose yards, 14 TDs his senior year. You know, it as I was reading the list and the bio of these amazing kids that have been signed by the Bison, I got the feeling, hey, and the rich are getting richer. I think, you know, this great record is a magnet to great talent. It's success breeds success, and it's been exciting to be here the last couple of years, and especially the last year, and really following the Bison. Here's a Missouri, Darius Shepherd, wide receiver, had 3,534 career all-purpose yards and 35 touchdowns. 35 times crossed that line, you know. But, folks, you can go to the websites and find the bios and about these kids, these 29 players. They had a whole bunch of preferred walk-ons. And Matt Castle looks like he is going to leave the Vikings, so they're back in a quarterback quandary. Without Love, the Timberwolves lost by 9, played great in Oklahoma City.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Senator John Hoban will join us. Also, I think it's fair to call him the embattled Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring. Not only embattled in that there are some inappropriate conduct allegations, at least that have surfaced of late, but also he has an opponent for the Republican nomination for Ag Commissioner, which is unusual as an incumbent. He'll join us today on the program. We'll talk about Ronald Reagan, and we'll talk about, I guess very tragic, sad situations related to personal responsibility and decisions. So anyway, look forward to that conversation coming up here on the program. 855-200-1776 is our telephone number. As we mentioned earlier in chatting with Logan Little of the Ann Carlson Center, we are selecting a top 10 list of most worthy charities for your hard-earned dollars and your donations that will be doubled on Giving Hearts Day. And we're pleased to be joined by Sonia Elner. Sonia is the director of the Dorothy Day House for Hospitality. And Sonia, it's nice to have you on What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Thank you.
What is the Dorothy Day House for Hospitality?
We actually have three programs. We have an emergency shelter for men, and we also have two food pantries. Our food pantry in Moorhead is the full range of food pyramid items, and then we have a supplemental food pantry in West Fargo where we receive the Daily Bread Program, which is a program of Great Plains Food Bank where we receive more perishable items from Great Plains, comes from grocery stores, and so that's bread, pastries, produce, some dairy, those type of items.
And what, how many people do you serve? Talk about the, you know, the average month, week, year, whatever, that so folks have an idea of the need here.
Yeah, on average, we serve about 40 families per day at our food pantry. Last year alone, we distributed 762,000 pounds of food to nearly 12,000 families right here in Cass and Clay County. And our emergency shelter is actually, it's one of the smallest shelters in the area because we're unique because we operate in an actual house. And there we serve about 60 to 70 individuals a year. We also offer visitor services where people who are homeless, can be men, women, and children, can come during the day and take a shower, do laundry. Last year we had over 2,500 visits from people.
That's pretty amazing. And, you know, I understand there's history even with Dorothy Day, who was rather famous nationally, internationally, really. And Bishop Shanley, is that right? Did she visit here one time? Talk a little bit about the beginnings of the Dorothy Day Hospitality House here and the connections to Bishop Shanley.
Sure. So Dorothy Day was a co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, and she really advocated on behalf of people who were living in poverty, and she believed that everyone has worth and deserves a safe and welcoming place to have their basic needs met, like food, clothing, and shelter. And Father Bill Merkin and Dr. Ken Covey really got the place up and running in 1983. They were housing people who are homeless in the basement of the Newman Center, and they needed a safer, more conducive environment for people to stay. So they were really instrumental in getting the Dorothy Day House up and running.
And as folks consider donations that happen, and again, I want to reiterate, you double your donation when you give this money during the online give-a-thon on Giving Hearts Day. And we're going to have a list of our top 10 folks that will be on our flagfamily.com website, along with interviews like this, so you can learn more about these organizations. But talk about how those funds will be used, and talk about, again, how that donation can be doubled on Giving Hearts Day. How will you use this money? What will it help you do?
Really, the impact that it has is we're really saving lives here in Cass and Clay counties. You know, the things that contribute to homelessness and hunger, you know, are poverty, mental illness, chemical dependency, people who are maybe divorced, medical emergencies. So we use the funds to, you know, at our emergency shelter to provide basic necessities like food, clothing, and shelter, provide meals for people, the ability for people to take showers and do laundry, just, you know, maintain some of that dignity and self-worth. And then, of course, at our food pantry, you know, the amount of food that we give away, like I mentioned last year, over 762,000 pounds of food, you know, we want to make sure that we're providing a well-balanced, nutritious food basket for people. So whatever we don't get through donations, we are able to purchase, like, dairy, make sure people have milk and eggs, protein items like meat, that sort of thing.
Makes sense. Sonia Elner, director of the Dorothy Day House for Hospitality. And I would imagine your members are excited about the opportunity to double their donation on Giving Hearts Day, huh, Sonia?
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Well, we appreciate you joining us today and wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet. The Dorothy Day House for Hospitality, another of our top 10 list. And again, Giving Hearts Day is February 13th. Go to flagfamily.com for the links on all these and check them out. All right. We are going to chat. I understand Senator Hovind, by the way, just had to cancel because of of canceled votes. So we'll have more open phone time to talk about Ronald Reagan's 103rd birthday today and the legacy of Ronald Reagan, to talk about these stories in Fort Yates and Watford City and the political blame game. Doug Goring will join us as well, the embattled ag commissioner. And we'll try and stay warm, I guess, Mark, right? Isn't that the plan?
Well, let's just dance, you know. Let's tap dance and dance.
That's how you stay warm, you dance?
Yes. Well, you can dance around, yeah. You can move yourself and get
sure.
up and boogie.
Tupelo and Tioga at this hour on the oil patch, it'll hit about 1 or 0 today. 9 above tomorrow, 0 on Saturday. Grand Forks 15 below right now. And Fargo, a chilly 18 below.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.